Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, if you're in the afternoon. Oh, hold on, we have the music that I want to play again. I'm going to say that out. Good morning, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru, and Rhode Island Psychic Medium, coming back to you here live after quite a hiatus. If you guys have been on my show before, you know that I did Transforming Your Life for about 3 years. And had taken a break, and then I had moved to the Facebook platform and was doing a lot of Facebook Lives, and I missed you guys here on Blog Talk Radio, so I decided, why not come back? And here I am, so you guys are here with me this morning for my maiden voyage on my new show, Shine Your Light with Cynthia. And so much has happened for me in the last couple of years since I've been here on Blog Talk. I have graduated from an intensive healer school program. I have been certified as an oracle guide through Colette Baron Reed, and lots of other things. And the one really exciting thing is I was on stage with the amazing, fabulous Colette Baron Reed, who's been my longtime mentor, Austin, Texas, in August, in front of over 300 people, doing a spirit jam, her spirit jam, which is mediumship messages from the stage. And I was so, so honored to be invited to be on stage with Colette. And she also invited Alyssa Wilds, who is another one of her students, on stage. And we had the best time ever. Oh, my God. It was so great. I love being on stage, and I love working with people, you know, especially in all areas of my work. But I love the mediumship because it really helps people to be able to heal, because so often we feel like that we didn't do enough, or we could have done more for our loved ones or things like that. And really the truth is that when I've never had a loved one come through who said, you didn't do enough. It's always been the opposite. It's always been, you did so much, and never that, you know, you did too much. So keep that in mind. And so just keep that in mind. All right, I need to plug my computer in here. I'm a little rusty at this, so I have to get back in the swing of being on the radio. Being on the Facebook Live is really different. It's super easy, and it's not so complicated. But being on the radio, I have to have my dashboard, and you know, where I can see the callers, and there's lots of things that have to happen being on the radio that don't have to happen on Facebook Live. So bear with me as I sort of get reacclimated to the whole radio thing. And I even forgot that I had to call into the show, my own show. I was like, oh, wait, call the show? I have to call in? Wow. So and actually, let me turn my phone on airplane mode here so we don't get interrupted, because otherwise the my phone goes bananas. People are always looking for me. And
took myself off the air. Oh my goodness. The technology and I, when you're a psychic, technology and you don't typically get along, because we live in other worlds, right? So I thought, oh, let me go on airplane mode, because then it'll be easier. And that didn't work. Anyway, sorry about that, you guys. So glad, thank you for hanging in there. And here I am back again. So yeah, lots of stuff going on in my life the last couple of years. I've also been studying again with the amazing Althea Gray, who is a medicine woman in New Mexico. And I have studied with her, learning how to use her gold kit, which is really an amazing, amazing healing tool. And it's helped me a lot with my clients, healing clients that I have that I do healing work with, and also clients in general, because the body is made of light, and the gold treatment actually puts more light into your body. So, for example, I work with several clients who have cancer, and the gold, having the gold treatments raises their light measurement, and it helps the treatment, whatever treatment that they're getting, to be more effective. It's really, really an incredible tool. And then I have all kinds of little tools that I use, and I have this photon ring that I've had juice, super juice now, because I'm doing so much work. My work has expanded so much in the last couple of years that I, you know, work with hundreds and hundreds of people, and I've worked with thousands of people, but in my normal schedule, I work with hundreds of people in a month. And the photon ring helps to keep my energy up and to keep my system clear. And it's interesting because I hadn't planned on talking about that this morning, but I thought, I should really fill you guys in on what's going on with me, and especially for some of my listeners who have come back from my previous shows to, you know, catch you guys all up. So I hope that that's okay with you all. And I probably will take a couple of callers towards the end of the show. After the half-hour mark, that's normally my platform and the way that I handle the show is the first half hour I talk. And then generally, if I'm going to take callers, I do that in the second half of the show after the half-hour mark. And I will be drinking my Organo coffee while we are on the show, just so you know. And this is a great product, actually. I'm going to be adding to my website. Helped me so incredibly much. I'm working with a doctor in Canada, Sherry Kaplan, who is called Vitality MD. And she's got me on this coffee called Organo. And it has cleared the brain fog. And it actually is super, super healthy for you. It has reishi mushrooms in it. And I'm also taking this product called True Hemp, which you will be able to find that on my website also in the next couple of days. And I've worked for the post office. A little backstory, since this is my first show coming back on after a long time. So, like, my story is I was born psychic, and my family would look for a mark in the roof of all the babies' mouths when they were born. And it's a white horseshoe, and there's a line in the middle. And my older brother and I, out of the five kids, had the mark. And my grandmother did this work, my mother's mother, and I didn't learn until many, many years later that this also comes through my father's side of the family, where lineage actually goes back much, much further. And my dad's mom was the midwife and took care of everybody in Newport, Rhode Island, because she did all the herbal remedies and all that sort of stuff. And from what I understand, she also did card readings. So how cool is that? But I didn't know that until probably about 10 years ago. So that was really, really interesting for me to find out, because I thought it had always come through my mother's lineage, but it had come through my father's lineage, actually. It goes further back in my dad's lineage. So really interesting. And so I spent a lot of time with my mom's mom growing up, called her Gran. So when you hear me say Gran, that's my mother's mother, Anna. And we lived with her until I was two, and then I was there every single weekend, and I spent the summers with my grandparents as well, my older brother and I, because we were the gifted ones, and my grandmother knew what to do with us. same opportunity. They did come over weekends, but they didn't get to sleep over and stuff like that. So anyway, we were the gifted ones, so we got to be at my grandparents' house all the time. And I remember my grandmother used to take us to her teacher's house and in the big city, and we would go to her teacher's mansion. Her teacher's name was T.L. Dina. And you'll see why I'm telling you this story. And we would sit outside the office, my brother Kevin and I, on this little bench. And she had a maid and a housekeeper, and she had a cook. And so sometimes we would go in the kitchen with Bella, the cook. And then, you know, other times the housekeeper would try to entertain us, or sometimes we would just sit on the bench. But we went there a lot because we were the chosen ones or the gifted ones. And so my grandmother would go into the office, and we'd be there for a while, and then she'd come out and bring us home. And when I was 15 years old, T.L. Dina passed away, and my grandmother told me that her gift, and I said, well, who will get them? And she said, not you, you're too young. And I said, fine, because I don't want them anyway. Of course, that wasn't true. I really did want them. But I was hurt that I wasn't the one going to get them because I thought I was kind of close to her. So that being said, I went about my teenage years, like most teenagers, and dated and went to, you know, school functions, dances, and whatever. And when I was pregnant for my first son, I was 19, almost 20. I was living with my grandmother then and my grandfather. And I, sitting in her kitchen, I went into a spontaneous trance and channeled T.L. Dina. I have no idea what I said, and I had no control over my body for the 40 minutes when I was delivering the message. And my grandmother would never tell me the message was. All she said was it was just for her and not for me. And she went to her deathbed with the message, although I suspect it had a lot to do with the end of her life, the last 2 years, which kind of is a crazy story, but that's not for today. Anyway, when that happened, I decided, oh, my God, if somebody I know can take over my body and I have no control and I have no idea what I said, what about people I don't know? I'm not doing this shit. And I went to work for the government for 26 years. Imagine that. It gets funnier, though, because spirit has a sense of humor. Because at the time, about 2 years before, my mother decided she wanted to take the test to work for the post office, and she didn't want to take it alone. So she wanted me to take it with her. So I said, I'll take it with you because, you know, I'm a good daughter, whatever. And she got this big fat book, and she was studying for the test every single day. And she was nagging me to study for the test. And I said, Mom, I'm not studying for the test. I don't want to work for the post office. You go ahead and study. And this went on for 3 weeks of her nagging me about studying to take the test. So we go, we take the test. We get the scores back, you know, weeks later, and I passed with a 94. She failed. So let me tell you, she was not happy. Anyway, the list was supposedly good for 2 years, and then you got bumped off the list, and you had to retake the test again. So 4 years later, I get a postcard in the mail. Thinking after the 2 years, I thought, oh, God, I'm clear. I don't have to worry about that anymore. 2 years after that, so 4 years later after I take the test, I get the card in the mail saying, congratulations, you've been hired. And I went, what? I don't want to work for the post office. Again, spirit has a sense of humor. Because after going into that spontaneous trance with T.L. Dina, I certainly was not going to do this work. And I go to the hiring thing, the interview with the, there were six of us that all were hired the same day. And they wanted us to work inside as mail clerks. And we all said, no, we want to deliver mail. We want to be outside. So
we all were hired as carriers and all worked outside. And, right, and again, spirit has a sense of humor because here is the psychic delivering messages, right, delivering the mail. Really funny. And so I did that for the first 10 years, a piece of cake. And but then after that, things started being not such a piece of cake. And I had injuries and accidents. And it the last 10 years of my career, I guess the first 16 years were okay. And then the last 10 years of my career, I didn't work a full year because Spirit was trying to get me to actually do my real work. So even though I was out there delivering messages, and I wasn't just delivering mail, I was working with my customers, and I had the same mail route for 19 years, and my customers loved me. The kids, you know, as they were watching the kids grow up, they would come back and bring their own kids to meet me. It was just such a great, great, great thing. And, you know, I mean, I had a couple, I had one kid on the route who had some real issues going on, and he didn't go to his parents, he came to me. So I was helping, counseling my customers out there. Of course, I can say that now because I'm retired. I couldn't say that when I was working, but I can say that now that I'm retired. And anyway, so that's where I sort of really got my training in a sense of working with people because I liked people. I just didn't want to do this work with people. A whole bunch of injuries, and one of the big ones was in 2001, I blew the discs out in my neck, and I could not work for almost 2 years. I couldn't even get out of bed for an entire month. I couldn't drive for 6 months. I don't know how my kids survived. Thankfully, they did, and they're okay. They're all grown now. But during that time, I was taking a lot of pain medication, as you can imagine. And that's when I discovered that my house had portals in it, and it was full of dead people. And that, it was kind of a surprise, but not really a surprise. I'd been in the house for 10 months, and I couldn't meditate in the house. And I couldn't communicate with my guides. Because even all that time that I was working for the post office delivering mail, I was studying. I studied with a couple of Native American chiefs, and I was working with a sacred pipe carrier and was doing lots of shaman work at that time. And I was studying with another shaman, a Celtic shaman. So I was always still, I was learning. And then my first psychic teacher, who wasn't my grandmother, I think I started studying with her in about 95 or 96, maybe a little bit after that, I can't remember. She says 95. And so I was studying long before 2001, and I had gotten into Reiki and became a Reiki master. But I still wasn't doing this work. I was just doing Reiki with friends. I'd go to this group every Tuesday night, and we'd do our little Reiki, but I wasn't working with people with Reiki, just my friends. The theme here, right? So after 6 months, when I finally got the okay to drive after blowing my neck out, my daughter at the time was riding horses 10 minutes from our house, the barn was 10 minutes away. So I decided rather come over on Saturdays and pick her up from the next town and then drive her to the barn and then have to go pick her up. Now I could drive 10 minutes, so I could take her to the barn. So, but then I couldn't come back home, so I had to stay at the barn. So I would drive her to the barn, and one day I'm in the barn, and I was going to get a crop for one of the kids, and that's the little paddle that you see that you tap the horse with to get them moving. And I hear, hey, and I look all around and there's nobody in the barn. And I went, oh, boy, I'm hearing things now. I'm taking too many drugs, right? And then I come back through the same way after I'd gotten the crop, and I hear, hey, I don't like my new name. And there's still no one in the barn. And there's one horse looking right at me,
the only horse in the barn. And I went, oh, my God, I am taking drugs. Did you say something? And he went on for this whole dialogue how, yep, he didn't like his new name and that he had just gotten here. And now keep in mind, I hadn't been to the barn in 6 months. So this was really interesting. I had no idea who this horse was. And it turns out, so his name was Bandit. His new name was Bandit. His old name was Texas Rose. And he had to make a point to tell me that he liked cows and cats. So, okay, great. So the little girl who had just gotten Bandit, actually 6 days prior to that, was there that day. So I said, oh, my God, I have to ask her. So I said, hey, Beckett, and I tell this story because I have permission to. And she laughs about it now. And she had Beckett for years and years, Bandit for years and years and years. And so I said, hey, Beckett, did you change Bandit's name by any chance? And she says, oh, yeah, his name was Texas Rose. I didn't like it, so I changed it. I said, well, I think you better change it back because he likes it. And that started the whole thing of animal communication with me, working with animals, thousands of animals at this point, because, again, I didn't want to work with people. So for the first 3 years of my coming out of the closet and jumping into my career, I only worked with animals. But, of course, guess what? Animals come with people. Surprise. So I did love working with animals, and I still do animal communication, and I actually teach at Potter University, which is a animal shelter in the area where I live. I teach there a couple of times a year, and I teach at summer camps over the summertime. Obviously, they're called summer camps for a reason because they're in the summer. And so, you know, I still keep my feet in that because I love it so much. And I love horses especially. I say that horses saved my life when I was a teenager. So, a few years, I discovered it was one client with this little dog. I think it was a Shih Tzu, I can't remember. It was that one client when I really realized that it's not really the animals that have the problem. It's the people who are really effed up. When I get these calls for these animals who are, you know, cuckoo. No, generally, it's the people who are cuckoo. And that one client turned things around for me and really got me started working with people. Not that I worked with her, because she didn't have a problem as far as she was concerned. Anyway, but it really got me on my true path in working with people. And since then, I've really expanded what I do offer, the services that I offer working with people. And I like to say it was kind of by accident. Spirit has a plan, and Spirit knows way better than I do. And at one point, done the Reiki thing. I had gotten certified as a past life regression therapist of Brian Weiss in 2004. I had become an angel healer, an angel message deliverer. I've done all these workshops and all these things. And then I studied with the wonderful Althea Gray for about 3 years. I am a spiritual phytoessencing practitioner with Dr. Bruce Borkowski, and I do gold treatments. I'm a master healer from the Reese Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, and an oracle card guide from Colette Bear Reed School. Oh, and I'm also a graduate of her other school, the MCI Institute, as an Envision practitioner. So I've done a lot of things, even though I was never going to work with people. But at one point, I turned to this amazing guy that I was studying with and following then. His name is Leroy White, and you can Google him, you'll find him. He's a one-man band, and he used to open for Van Halen and found himself face down in a gutter on a drug overdose after a concert one night touring with them, and said, God, I'll do whatever you want. So anyway, I was counseling with Leroy, who is a great spiritual counselor, and I said, Leroy, I don't understand why I'm learning all this stuff. it doesn't make any sense because it's all over the place. And he said, little sister, just keep on learning. It'll all come together. And I'll be darned if he wasn't right. So that's my long-winded sort of story of how I am, where I am now. And there's, you know, lots of teachers in between that I haven't talked about. But, you know, the ones that I've spent lots of time with, you know, especially Colette Merrimead and Althea Gray have been very impactful and significant in my life. So I just wanted to give them a shout out and give you guys, you know, a background again about what my background is and what a little bit about what I do, because I wasn't thinking when I planned the show, which this is not what I had planned, that maybe you guys don't know, are first-time listeners and don't really know who I am. All right, so that's enough of that. We only have 25 minutes left now, and there have been some callers on the line for a very, very long time. So I'm going to see if I can get you guys on, and hopefully this works. We'll see. All right, so the first caller, it's area code 0, and the last four digits are 0941. Let's see if I can bring you on the air here now. And, oh, it's not letting me bring you on. I think because I'm on my phone and actually am not on the computer. Like I said, I've got to get the bugs worked out here because it's been a couple of years and I don't remember how to work all this stuff. I should have done a maiden. Well, this is the maiden voyage. So thanks for your patience, everyone. Let's see. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to bring you guys on the show because it's telling me I can't. And I think that's because I am, again, I'm on the phone board where I can actually see where you guys are is on the computer. So I apologize about that. Let me see. I don't know if I can actually make that work. And you are going to hear some stirrings here at the house because the dog just ran down the stairs. So he has now awakened, or he's been let out of his house, which is 10 by 12 room, but anyway, he's not kept in a crate. He's free to roam, except not exactly. He's in my daughter's room at night. So they have just come out of the thicket, so you will probably hear some background noise here. All right, so you guys, again, I'm not sure that this is going to work for today. I will have it all set up for next week, I promise. So if you are on the line today, please come back next week and call in, and I will get you on the line then. I'm still working on it. Don't give up. Okay. So, see, I'm mucking around here. All right, so let me try this one more time. I've just made some adjustments. So this is area code 708, and again, last four digits, 0941. Nope, it is not letting me do it. All right, you guys, sorry. Again, so next week, it will be live. I'll call in a different method next week. So sorry, you guys. I hope that you do call back in next week. I'm going to jot your numbers down so I have them. So if you do call in, because I do keep a radio log, I will bring you on the air first next week. All right. So don't hang up yet so I can jot your numbers down. Okay. I will take you guys first for your appreciation of your patience
for this technological glitch. So again, moving from Facebook back over to the radio, it's complicated. There's all these things that you have to do, and you've got this studio and this dashboard and the this and the that, and I'll get the hang of back in the hang of it again. And so, all right. So now, all about that. I was hoping to take callers today, but Spirit apparently has another plan. All right. Now, if you guys, so I always forget to do this. I'm going to do this now while I'm thinking about it. If you guys aren't familiar or don't follow me already, Hanging the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, Twitter and Instagram also. And my website is CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. And that's where you'll find all of my happenings of what's going on. So I do have a class coming up, which is the first time I'm teaching this class online. This is a class that I have taught locally in studio previously, and my client base has expanded so much in the last few years that I've had a lot of requests to take my classes online for the people who aren't in my local area. And so this is my third online class that I'm offering this year, and this one is called Intuitive You Breakthrough. And it's really to help you build your intuition and your psychic. I know a lot of people separate intuition and they get really fussy about that, but I use them interchangeably because isn't intuition kind of like a psychic hit? I don't know. To me, it seems like it is. So I use them interchangeably. So it's an 8-week online program. Starts September 27th. There will be one break week in the middle of the course, where each week we'll be doing a different topic. And you'll be able to get those. It's going to be on the Zoom platform, so you'll be able to see me live. You'll be able to talk to me live. And then you'll get the link to download the recording. So you'll be able to keep that. How cool is that? And you'll get exercises to do, and you'll have homework to play with your classmates and things like that. And it's only $197 for the 8-week class. Because this is the first time I am moving this class online, you guys are going to be a beta group. So you'll help me work out any of the kinks. And that's why the price is so inexpensive. Next year when I run the class, it's not going to be that cheap, just so you know. And check this out. Whenever you book a service with me, either you take a class or you have a 1-hour or more reading with me, or you book me at an event, once you become my client, you get a $25 referral bonus for every person who signs up for any of my services, a 1-hour reading or more. You get a $25 bonus, sign-up bonus, for sending me the referral client. How cool is that? And I don't limit how many referral bonuses you can get. Theoretically, you know, get enough referral bonuses to take the class for free if you're motivated. The class does start in 2 weeks. But just so you know, and then you can build up the referral bonuses so that you can use them for coaching with me. I have coaching packages also. I offer a coaching package with a custom oil blend that is based on your birth astrology chart. And then I have a brand new offering that I am going to soon post on the website. And I am teaming up with an amazing astrologer who makes intention beads. And we're going to do a package together, and you can read about her stuff on intentionbeads.com. Sandy, she's really an amazing, amazing astrologer. I'm friends with a lot of astrologers who are outstanding astrologers, but Sandy is a very different kind of astrologer. She uses a different astrology method, which I don't remember what it's called at this point, but it's a 90-degree wheel instead of a 360-degree wheel, and it's fascinating. But what's really, besides that being fascinating, what's really fascinating are the intention beads. And so you guys go check that out on her website, intentionbead.com. And then, you know, I don't have that package listed yet, but there's lots of changes coming up on my website in the next few weeks. So you'll want to get on board there, and you can sign up for my mailing list. Although typically my mailings are kept to, you know, when I offer classes or new packages or things like that. I do not send out a lot of emails because I hate getting emailed every day from people that, you know, you sign up for their mailing list. So I do not do that. So you have no worries there about getting blasted with a bazillion emails. You'll get some, but not you know, every single day for sure. So, and speaking of email and Colette Baron Reed, you know, I always talk about Colette because she's been so inspirational in my life. She, too, also has a class coming up in, I think hers launches in 3 weeks, and that's her new class called Oracle School, which I mentor in Oracle School. And if you sign up for that, you may get lucky and get in my classroom. I don't know. That you can find that information. Actually, if you go on my Facebook page, you will find the link there. And I will also update my website so it has it there as well. You can use the link through my Facebook page or my website to get the information about Oracle School, which, again, is starting in about 3 weeks. And all right, so that's kind of like all the housekeeping stuff that I can think of at the moment. And what I really was going to talk about today was relationships and communication. But I don't think we can cover that efficiently or effectively in 13 minutes, to be honest with you. So let's talk about what I do best, and that's psychic stuff. How do you guys, you okay with that? All right. So how does this all work? If you're listening to me live or if you listen to the replay, you probably, you know, are familiar with psychics or the idea of psychic information. And maybe you too are psychic because I have the gift of being psychic, you know, only sets me apart because it's my life's purpose to be a psychic. So I'm going to have a little bit more juice in that area than someone whose purpose is not, life purpose is not to be a psychic, but maybe is to be, you know, a great medical doctor or an engineer or the best mom on the planet ever. So we come in with a mission, and my mission is to help people, to be in service in a sense, through my psychic abilities and through all the amazing things that I have learned over the decades at this point. I will not tell you how old I am. Your age, you'll tell them everything. is that true? Maybe it is. I don't know. So, but the inspired leaders that I follow, some of them tell their age, and they're happy. They're proud of it. Anyway, so as a psychic and a medium, it's so interesting for me because my family never comes through. Although, I shouldn't say that. My brother, after he passed away very unexpectedly in 2013, he took his own life. But he
was so worried about me that he came back every single day for 6 months to chat with me. And it was the most I had seen my brother in the last 10 years. And so I did see my brother regularly. He still pops up now and again. But my family in general doesn't come through mediumship readings for the audience. And it was towards the end of the event, and she's walking across the stage with her head down, and she gets over to where my row was, and she looks up and looks right at me, and she says, "I have a black horse here." And I said, "A black horse?" She said, "Yes, horses were the only connection, the real connection you ever had with your mother." And I went, "Oh, shit." Yeah, my mother. My mother and I were like oil and water. I was a real Cinderella story in my house with my mother. Thankfully, I had my grandmother. And I literally had to wash the floors on my hands and knees, and I would have to oil the paneling. And I did more dishes in the first 10 years of my life, I think, than, most people have done in 50 years, I don't know, with a household of 7 people. To me, and that's all, you know, that story is probably too long for today. We only have about 8 minutes left. But my mother came through, and she started with the horse because she knew if she didn't open with the horse, I wouldn't talk to her at all. And so it was really interesting that she came through with the horse, and she had a horse growing up. The horse was black and white, and I don't remember the horse's name, but it was a pinto pony, and the pinto pony hated her. Loved her brother, my Uncle Arthur, but hated her. That pony even dragged her one day across the field and bucked her off and then dragged her. So anyhow, so I was so shocked because it never happened to me. I'm in an audience. I got psychic amnesia, which happens when you're in the hot seat. So I now have great compassion for people when I'm doing readings for people who are in the audience, and I'm saying things, they're going, I don't know, I don't remember that. And afterwards, it all comes back, and then you go, oh, yeah, I remember now. So anyway, I don't know why I got into that, but anyhow, so I was saying earlier that for some reason I can't take calls today, and I'm just jotting people's numbers down who are in the queue, and if you call back next week, I will put you guys first to when I do take calls. This is my first time being back on the radio after a 2-year hiatus, and I have forgotten how this whole thing works with the dashboard and all that. So next week I'll have the bugs worked out and I will be able to take calls. So again, I take the first half hour I talk on my show, second half hour, not every week, but oftentimes I will take calls the second half of the show. And generally I will post if I'm taking calls and on Facebook or whatever, that so you'll see the thing on Facebook. So if you haven't liked my Facebook page, go to Facebook and find me, Cynthia Fontaine, or whatever, I'm a psychic medium, and like my Facebook page. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram, and sign up for my newsletter, although the newsletter comes very sporadically. What you will get, though, is my announcements for classes that are being offered, et cetera, things like that. So you'll see that more often. Saying you'll see newsletters. I've been trying to get better about newsletters, but it's difficult when you have so much to do and only so many hours in the day. And I'm actually have in the works an assistant coming too, actually. And so hopefully the newsletter will become more regular once those assistants are on board. And so that. All right. So, you guys, I really appreciate you being here. It's so nice to come back and see the dashboard full of callers. It's really quite a treat for me to see that. And I actually did see a number or two that seem to recognize from the past.
Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. And so I am so happy to be back. My Facebook people aren't happy that I'm here today instead of on Facebook Live, but I might pop in with them for a few minutes. I thought actually I could do both, but I couldn't figure out how to make that work either. Maybe next week that'll work, and I'll do both simultaneously. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. All right, you guys. So we only have a few minutes left, so I can't really get into any deep topics at this point. But, you know, just talk about, again, psychic, and that we all have it. You have it. Your kids have it. Your parents had it. Everybody has it. And whether you call it intuition or psychic, we all have it built in. Because if we didn't, we wouldn't have survived all these thousands of years. What we see now a lot of is empaths who have empathic or empathetic overload. And that is, too, a form of psychic. Because our psychic is, we have our five physical senses, and then psychic is your five, I like to say it's your five physical senses on super juice. So all amped up. And so whatever your strongest physical sense is, then that's what your strongest psychic sense is going to be in a way, because then, of course, you have clairvoyance, which is clairseeing, claircognizance, which is clairknowing. So thinking isn't actually a sense, but it is a function that your brain does. And, you know, clairaudient is hearing, clairsentient, feeling, and empaths are the clairsentient. They're the ones who are the feelers. They feel everything. They feel everybody's discomfort and pain, et cetera. And we're seeing so many empaths now with empathic overload because where society is tuned for us to be always on alert. And so it can be very uncomfortable for empaths being in the world. If you're somebody who has a hard time being in crowded places or going to malls, you're probably an empath. You know, if you have problems with being in big groups, if you get headaches or don't, you're probably an empath. And we'll be talking about that in my up-and-coming class as well. Again, it's a 7-8-week online class called Intuitive You Breakthrough, and we'll be touching on sort of all the basics and the different ways that you can be psychic or intuitive, and being an empath is one of them. And then you're also going to be getting tools to play with, so you're going to have games to play with your classmates and et cetera to help you increase your psychic ability. So, we are just about out of time here, so I think that's about all we have time for today. I want to again say thank you all so very much for being here today, for taking the time out on your Sunday. You could be anywhere else in the world today, and you chose to be here with me. And thank you to all of those who will listen to the replay. I appreciate you all. I know that everybody can't catch the show live. Appreciate you taking the time out of your life to spend time with me. So, again, this is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru, and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. I will see you all next week. And, again, like my Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and sign up for my newsletter on CynthiaFontaine.com. And watch for all the new things I have coming up. Will be announced on my website and also through social media, but you sign up for all the new things through my website. So I love you all. I look forward to seeing you next week. Have a blessed and fabulous week, September 16th.
Everyone, God and Lady, every heart.